Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 102, The Knife Edge of Change. Two recent events have triggered some musings on this topic. I consider myself to be an evolving sagester, meaning I have both the wisdom and resources to deal with a variety of challenges, getting better at holding an eagle's eye perspective with a playful outlook. Not quite there in terms of greeting every new hardship with an attitude of great, thank you, another growth opportunity. But progress is being made. The first event was getting violently ill in the early evening on solstice with severe headache, chills, body aches, and crushing chest pain. These persistent symptoms prompted me to go to urgent care for an EKG and some blood work the next morning. Though I did not really think it was cardiac related, I needed to rule that out. And then also to go get tested for our viral friend and teacher, SARS-CoV-2. Relieved, of course, that everything was negative, though in some ways I'd rather just get the virus now and be done with it. Three solid days of mostly sleeping, chicken soup, herbal sinus steams, and occasional ibuprofen brought me back fairly quickly to my vigorous self from the yes, I am indeed mortal hell realms. Of course, the entire experience put me in a grateful space that my health is mostly great and that I claim easy access to support in the form of survival basics. I have shelter, food, warmth, medicines, and healthcare, which many on the planet do not in times of duress. Funny at times to watch this body do what bodies do when they break down. Amazing how pain dulls the mind but sharpens the sensations. And dream content shifts when the body is awry. The second event was my 17-year-old car dying suddenly on a busy street, then limping to a side avenue with the mostly patient and pushing help of fellow drivers. Tow truck to my mechanic, where the autopsy was easily done. People offered everything from rides to loans to advice on buying a new pony. Once again, I was thrust into gratitude about the practical support from my wife and friends and the reality that I can absorb this major economic impact with minimal stress, not true for the majority of Americans who live paycheck to paycheck or these days unemployment check to unemployment check. But it also raised the question, do we really need to be a two-car family at this point in life? Our minds have been manipulated to give power to illusions. Infinite human growth on a finite planet is suicide. We are destroying the planet with our extreme numbers and careless behaviors, not carbon dioxide. So what am I willing to give up? I invite you to re-listen, hopefully, to podcast number 37, Greed or Need, if this question resonates for you. If less is really more, then where does the road to simplicity begin? In closets, shed, or garage, tossing out stuff I neither need nor use, waiting a week to buy anything, even if on sale, to see if I really need or want it, more investment and participation in the circular economy, including communal tool sharing and food growing, bring back tithing into my life as a form of simple yet profound personal and community connection, turning off the screens, letting go of mindless, numbing, streaming, or info-packed media assaults, which I allow into my home and headspace, often filling me with useless info. Examples might be that the online sales of sex toys have apparently surged during virus-related lockdowns. Demi, short for pandemic, and Tina, for quarantine, have become popular baby names. WTF! Let simplicity begin with me and lead to the realm of just be. There is a vitality in thinking beyond just me, a certain direction formed by the correction to connection, affection, and protection of our planetary leave it alone as it is perfection. Simplicity means frequently tuning into what I can often take for granted, my health, friends, abundant resources, and air, water, food, shelter gifts from our earth home. Just like a church bell sounding the hours or the Muslim 5 daily calls to prayer, we might form a habit of regularly embracing such awareness. We give up a lot for our comforts, including our essential connections to the wild. We often are distracted or fall asleep in our daily doings because most of us no longer have to pay attention to everything linked to survival. Living simply does not mean rejecting status, privilege, and wealth as we have defined those for ourselves. It does mean a willingness to shift to sustainable and more socially just ways of being and interacting. Wendell Berry expresses it this way: "There are the pleasures that we take in our own lives, our own wakefulness in this world, and in the company of other people and creatures, pleasures innate in the creation and in our own good work. Quiet, still, and connected to the great mystery, we find more abundance than any stock market rally, more fulfillment than buying a new gizmo, more contentment than our baseline bodily anxiety or tension. Wordless communication with nature carries its own form of prayer energy, an opening of the heart and appreciation for what is most vital in our lives. Is this not your experience as well? Wherever you go, there you are, is good wisdom. Time and energy in sync with nature and its rhythms does not guarantee that we have left our backpack of troubles and woes behind, but it does support that desire and offers us the promise of relatively effortlessly changing the channel of our awareness. Awareness creates choice, and energy follows intention, are two principles I have previously discussed in these podcasts, and they are relevant to this present inquiry. The edge of change, real and necessary transformation, is sharpened when we simplify what we have been conditioned to believe we need. Spending time out is the cutting edge of making that so." Thanks again for listening, and remember, friends and family can easily sign up at myheartsongs.org.